Hey y'all.
It's Misty.
It's Ani.
And today we are just going to, you know, talk to you guys a little bit about end of the year and the next year that's coming up and all that, and kind of just a little bit of a New Year's Eve / New Year's episode. And do a little bit of a end of the year recap kind of situation.
Who wants to go first?
Of all of the choices between you or me.
I know, right? I mean, we can ask Pudding. She's here, and
Tornado.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tornado, what did you enjoy about the year? He enjoyed looking at himself in the mirror and screaming.
Oh, really? That was a thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He likes to go into the bathroom that's downstairs and sit there and stare at himself for a long time, and then after a while, when he gets lonely, he screams until somebody comes and says hello.
You know, I just realized that you and my cat have changed this year in the exact same way.
The cat that has my name?
Yes.
And how did we change?
You're social. Misty lives in the living room now. She demands attention. She walks up to everybody and goes, "Hey, pet me." And look at you doing all these, you know, going here, going there, these expos, that expo, this D&D sesh, that D&D sesh.
That is true. I do have a lot of D&D going on now. I did one the other day. I've got another 2-shot coming up. I've got, there's a full campaign in the works somewhere, so.
It'll be interesting. The city misses you. What?
Google Meets, like, I don't see you anymore.
What?
Yeah, I don't see you. I see your picture, but I don't see you personally anymore. So.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah. But yeah, like, it's been nice, like, moving out here has been nice, and, like, getting to, like, see people in person, you know? Like, it's nice to have people I can hang out with in person.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a very nice feeling.
Yeah, like, long-distance online friends are wonderful, but it is nice to see people in person. Yes. Have, like, a face-to-face conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So.
100%.
You know, I can't, like.
I can't wait to see you.
Yes.
Not like that 9 days.
Yeah, 9 or 10 days. So, next week.
All right. So, let's see. What's happened? Let's start with the good. What's the good stuff that's happened to you this year?
Well, moving into a bigger place was really, really good. I went from a small, like, 2-bedroom shitty-ass apartment with a terrible, like, neighborhood to a 2-story townhouse with an office and a craft room and a yard. So that was pretty good. It's been like 6 months now. A little less than 6 months. And, oh, tornado scared. He hears fireworks. And I got a new job, too. So that's good. They really like me and makes a lot more money. So that's great.
It's a good thing.
So yeah, that's been really great. Moving out here has been awesome. Like, nothing is usually more than like 15 minutes away, 20 minutes with traffic, which is great. So like, even if it's like kind of on the other side of town, it's like, yeah, it might be 20 minutes. It's fine. So, which is really nice. There's just a little, it feels like there's more to do here. Too, so, which is weird because, like, Orlando is a whole city, but I feel like there's more things to do here, so, because, like,
in your niche to do here.
Yeah, and, like, Orlando is so obsessed with the parks that they just don't really make anything else,
right?
So here the theme parks don't exist, so they kind of had to be like, hey, we have to have other stuff. So they made other stuff. But yeah, so moving out here has been great because, I mean, I'm part of a lot of different D&D campaigns at this point, and I love D&D. I love it so much. And I love getting to just to play all of these different characters and do all this different stuff, and like, and I don't have to be the DM too, which is nice. So, because I don't have to do any thinking. I just have to tell people, yeah, my character worships a dead fish. Or my character's name is Charlotte Sweb, you know, for another one. And yeah, I've gotten a reputation for having at least one really pun-related thing about my character. Most of the time, it's the name, like Robin You,
mm-hmm.
and Charlotte Sweb, and yeah, Murderous. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's another one too. So she's the one who worships the dead fish and stuff like that. So like, I've gotten like a little bit of a reputation of having like the rest of the character pretty normal, like just one strange element, and it's easiest for the strange element to be the name, so which I find fun. But and like I've very quickly like a group kind of established itself, like outside of like where we go, of like different combinations of people who want to play. So
okay.
And Mark, who is like one of the first people I met, is really adamant and like good at putting people together, and he likes to DM a lot too, which is cool. But setting up all kinds of different stuff, and he likes to run different things and all that, so he's run a lot of the ones I've been in. He's one of three DMs that I'm actively in games for at the moment, so it works out really well. So, yeah. One of the DMs is 12. He's really good. He's really, really good. Like, I don't...
I'm surprised when the 12-year-old's mind is
but the thing hindered is by like,
anything.
If you told me he had a photographic memory, I would believe you. Because he doesn't need to reference anything. He knows. He knows all of it. He knows the rules. He knows the distances for spells and, like, mechanics and everything else. Like, really niche things that I haven't actively seen people have to use at a table, he knows. And it's very impressive. And I'm just like, okay. I just have to remember not to curse around him, so... Because his mom sits at the table behind us when we play, and it's just like, don't curse. So, but he's very good, and it's very impressive. So, yeah, and so it's been, moving out here has probably been the best thing that's happened in the job. But getting the new job led me to be able to move out here, so. But,
domino effect.
Yeah, I mean, and I got to go to New Hampshire, too, with work, so that was fun. So, stressful, but it was fun. So, stressful mostly just because trying to balance, like, my work didn't go away while I was there. Like, it stayed.
You had
and
to
then
do
I,
work there.
Yeah, like, I was doing work in the airport, waiting for my flight. I was doing, like, my coworker was doing work in the car on the way to the airport. Like, she had her laptop attached to the Wi-Fi on her phone. Like, she was hotspotting, so she could send emails there. I was doing work, like, at night when I was in my hotel and stuff like that. Because, like, the stuff didn't stop just because we were there, which kind of sucked. But yeah, so... I did really like that. Like, this has been a year of improvements in most categories of my life, so, which I like. So, at least the really important categories of my life. I mean, the love life didn't change, but I have not actively tried to make it change, so.
I mean, okay, yeah.
I fell in love with more fictional characters. There we go. So.
All right, let's see.
How about you?
We got to see you in March.
Yeah, that was fun. Realized you didn't want to come back to Florida.
Although Aaron and I have realized that we will have to come back at least in 2026.
Why? Oh, Epic Universe? Yeah.
That's what Epic Universe opens
this year.
This summer. Yeah. I'm just like, let it die down a little bit before we attempt.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
That's why.
I'm gonna let Tornado out real quick. They're afraid because of the fire.
Aw.
Thanks.
I just noticed you're a little bit shirt
and stuff already.
I just noticed your little bit shirt.
Yeah. I was wearing it when I took her to Starbucks today. So.
Nice. So yeah, I got to see you.
Mm-hmm. That was good. That it's hard.
I got to, a new job.
Yeah, you got a new job. You got like the coolest job on the planet. So, Miss Librarian.
That I got is, accepted like, into so grad cool. school for said librarianship.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. That's really cool. See?
And I got a boyfriend.
Yeah. So, improvements in all categories of your life, too.
It's been, yeah. Like, why did it have to happen all towards, like, the end of the year? I don't know. Yeah. Why, like, it couldn't have been staggered through? No. But.
Yeah, it was, like, all of the good things have really happened to you in, like, the last 6-ish months or so. So, because you started at the beginning of the fall semester, right? For school?
I started for work the second week of August.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, the major changes in both of our lives have literally happened in, like, the later half of the year. But, like, you came to see me, and then I got the new job in the first half of the year. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, some of the more major, long-lasting stuff has really happened after August. So, but, yeah, major improvements 2024. So, that's good.
Like, 2024 was a ride. Mm-hmm. Started out rough.
Yeah.
Was very rough until, again, like, the end of summer.
Yeah. It was something. But, yeah, and it's been...
Here's to hoping we get a nice, calm 2025. Uneventful 2025.
No, I need some wood to knock on. But... There we go. Okay, anybody got salt to throw over their shoulder? We're starting 2025 with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which abbreviated is what the fuck.
What the fuck?
WTF. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know the last year that started that way? 2020.
Oh, great. Well, before then.
And then I don't know, but I do know, like, next month, I'm coming to see you.
Yes.
Or, like, next month isn't tomorrow's month. January. I'm coming to see you. I'm coming to see you. And then I have our first really big vendor event. Hang on. I'm coming to see you. Then my grad classes start back up. I literally start the Monday I fly back home. Then I go to a vending event. The first, like, really big one we've had. And... then Trump gets inaugurated. And then Onyx Storm comes out. The book and the midnight release. That's a lot of things happening in like 1 month.
You're saying, okay, let's see. Yes, let's see what my January looks like. Okay. Saturday I have the Oddities Expo that we're attending, and then we have a hockey game. Sunday, we're going to Disneyland.
Okay.
Next weekend is my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're flying in Thursday.
Yep.
I am taking that Friday and Monday off, so. Okay. You'll get to meet the boyfriend on my birthday when you fly in.
Okay, cool. To make sure I look really intimidating.
He listens to us. I hope you know that.
Okay. Well, you know what? Yeah, fine. Okay. He should know that I'm going to be the intimidating friend. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We've got another game on the 20th and then on Inauguration Day. Mm-hmm. And then I got a game... that later that week. It's also my parents' anniversary that weekend. Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Oh, and my mom's birthday is...
And your mom's birthday.
Before all of these things, because it's on the 5th, and I'm taking her on a river glass boat tour. So, like, the bottom of the boat.
So you get to see the bottom of the river? Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, here's a giant springs here, Silver Springs. So... we're going there. It's like an hour and a half or something like that. So, never done that before. So, Okay. And my mom's more into experiences than she is stuff. So she wants experiences. So I'm taking her to do that because it's something she's been talking about wanting to do. So.
Oh, there's so much I want to do this year, like this coming year.
All right. Well, that'll be the next thing we talk about. What are some things you want to do in the coming year?
I know we want to go on a cruise. Is it going to happen? Don't know. I want to actually use my vacation vouchers that I have before they expire. Because they expire, I think, in another year.
Vacation vouchers for what?
From my timeshare. They gifted them to me, so I have, 4 weeks of vacations I can use.
Okay.
Like each one is for a 7-day consecutive stay somewhere, and I'm just like, where the fuck am I gonna go for 7 days?
Especially for a month.
I don't have to use them at the same time, but it's just where am I gonna go for a week?
Yeah, I'm gonna get bored. You almost have to wait until summer just because of the time off from work, or I guess you could use one over the spring break. But for the most part, you're going to have to wait till the summer and do just, one in January, one in July, one in August. Because that's a lot of time.
I know.
So.
Planning to go out to the East Coast in the fall.
What for?
Just to do, so we can go to Philly. And then drive up to Boston because we want to do the spring, the fall stuff on the east. And I want to show her all the stuff, all the places in Philly that we were at. There are a bunch of there are a bunch of museums she wants to see, like the Motor Museum and,
It's got good museums on the East Coast, that's for sure.
Then we'll drive out to Boston and then we'll pop to Salem.
That'd be cool. Being in Salem in October would be really cool.
We're doing September just to avoid the crowds of October.
That's fair. Yeah,
but it's still the same season, so
yeah, that's fair. That sounds good though. That sounds like fun stuff to do. Any other goals or of things you'd like to do?
Goals. Well, classes are gonna start.
Yeah.
In August.
You'll have to plan your trip to Salem around class.
Papers. God damn it. Now I have to think about that shit again.
Yep. Aren't you excited?
Can't you tell from my face?
I love the fact that I'm finishing school and you're going
back. And I'm just starting, going to go back.
Listening to me suffer for however many years has not been a big red flag for you. No, but no, I do think you going back, especially for a library degree, is really cool. I think that's really, really, I think it'll be a total mind trip going back to class, but I think it'll be good.
And doing everything from home, because even grad school, I did classes in person.
Yeah. Yeah. Online classes is really different than in person. It works out really well for me because I do a lot better online than I did in person, because for me, in-person classes were just so time-consuming and so limiting, but in my degree experience, grad classes, they don't teach anything. There's no lectures online. There's nothing. It's all self-study. It's 100% self-study. And it's just okay. So it works out really well for me. So, because I can, I can do work. On my lunch break, or I can do work at 11 o'clock at night or whatever. I don't have to be anywhere at a specific time. So it worked out really well for me. And I found that was the kind of environment that I preferred to learn in than in person. If I had known that, I would have done online classes from day one. And it would have gone a lot easier for me than to do I don't need the lectures. After this many years, especially with history, I'm good.
Memorized at all at this point.
Yeah, I'm just I'm good, thanks. So I did learn something today I didn't know about history, though, and it's that I didn't know that I knew the Aztec people did not refer to themselves as the Aztecs, but I
learned about that too. Did you send that or did we just see it?
I might have sent it to you. Okay. But yeah, I learned today what they were called and like who created the name. I didn't know that one of those East Coast Ivy League schools created the word Aztec.
Aztec.
And that the original name is for it was Mexica.
Yeah.
I learned the that's not how it's pronounced in the video, but I learned from reading the comments from somebody who's from
that's
Mexico
pronounced
that
Mexica?
It's pronounced Mexica.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that they changed the name because they got tired of explaining to people they weren't talking about Mexico. They were talking about the ancient people who lived in Mexico.
Mexico.
So I knew that Aztec wasn't what they were called. I didn't know that's how that the name Aztec came around, though.
I didn't either. So when Aaron showed it, I'm just like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Also, not surprised that it was some old farty white dude that said, we're going to call them the Aztecs.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least there was grounds for the name. Like, they based it off the name of the main city. So, like, at least it's something. But, I didn't know that it was just something they pulled out of their asses. So, but
learn something new every day.
I think for me, for goals for this year, I just have one really big glaring goal, and that's to finish my dissertation. So I have spent
blood, sweat, and tears, and we're gonna get through it.
Yeah, especially. Like, that last class that I had was a lot of frustration and a lot of frustration. I have, however, rewritten my introduction.
So the whole thing.
I will finish it tomorrow. I am 27 pages into it. And I will finish it tomorrow. So that has been my goal. I've been... Because, like, I've been off of work now, like, I was able to spend a lot more time working on it, and I did most of it since Christmas. So, because I actually had the time off from work, and then when my mom's at work, it's just me in the house, and I literally just sit here from pretty much, like, 8 o'clock in the morning until, like, 1 in the afternoon when she gets off work. And I just sit here, and I write, and I write, and I write, and I rewrite. And, like, I have it printed. I had the original version printed out, and there's a shit ton. I went through the whole thing. I edited it on paper. And then, like, I've got, like, 6 different documents of edited paragraphs and stuff like that. And I finally put it all together yesterday into one final document. Then I listened to it being read to me today so that I could go in and do some last minute edits. And the only thing left is the conclusion part of the introduction chapter, which is the stupidest sentence on the planet. I will not make any more changes until somebody, because my very first assignment for my class that starts in January is a redo of chapter 1. And I'm just like, I really have to do this. And my advisor has not contacted me since November.
Oh, that's
he said
great.
He was going to talk to me before my class started. So I'm not really counting on him for much. So
I wouldn't either at this point.
Yeah. So I was. I'm.
Is your advisor the same person that is the woman that said no to your dissertation topic?
No.
Okay.
No, this is somebody who was assigned to me based
on just some
my
random person
topic.
Great.
Yeah. So I gave them a choice of, I was supposed to give them a choice, I think, of 3 different people. I gave them a choice of 4. They didn't choose any of them for me. The school only has, like, 1 public history expert, and then they had somebody, I had chosen that person first, and the next 2 people I chose were professors I had really good experiences with and who really liked my topic. And then the 4th one was somebody whose, like, subfield was public history. They didn't give me any of those people. Instead, they gave me somebody who specializes in military history. I guess
great.
He's
nothing like
for
what you
archives
wanted.
For the military. I guess he's worked for archives for the military. And I'm like, that's adjacently loosely related, I guess.
I hope you know that nice while have, like, I start attending... I hope you know that once I started attending classes that you're also going to be learning about librarianship with me.
Yes, and from the class list that you've sent me, I have either taken classes in that or I have heavily studied those topics. So I'm expecting a lot of questions from you as you go through your master's because, I've taken a lot of those classes. So
okay.
I think if I was to send you a list of, like, every class I've ever taken and you compare it to, like, your future class list, it'd be like, those line up a lot, so.
Hey, you still got your papers? I can just throw yours in there and be like, hey, I totally wrote this. No,
because they're all submitted through Turnitin now. Every single one of them.
I know.
But, I think I've taken most of the classes. Unless it's library-specific. I don't think I've ever had a library-specific class. I've had archive-specific classes, and I've had museum-specific classes, but I don't think I've had a library-specific class.
The digital curation one is going to be fun, because the entire time I'm going to be like, what else do you want to know? What questions can I ask?
Well, I've done those classes. Like, I've taken the digital curation classes. I've taken archive management and stuff like that. I've taken all kinds of stuff. So I have a pretty long list of classes I've taken over the years. So, but your classes sound really interesting, to be fair. So, like, but if you have questions on the topic, I guess you could just reach out because I'd be like, hey, let's see, what does this mean? And like, prepare yourself.
I'm pretty sure you've taken this course.
Just like, I'm pretty sure I could teach that course. Thank you. When it comes to digital curation, I have I had to take a teaching history class, and they let you pick a topic, whatever topic you want, and you have to create modules for it, and I created digital curation class, so I'm pretty sure I could teach your class. So.
Probably. I'll never forget that one class you took, and you told me that, like, you had, like, a list of sources you could use, and one of them was yours. Like,
I think that was the digital curation class. It's a digital curation class. Like, it needed, like, a certain amount of sources, and then I had the exact amount of sources, and then there was an extra one, and the extra one was me. So, like, I don't know if I'm gonna count, so, like, I had all these sources, and then I had an extra one. So, just like, I do know my advisor is reading my master's thesis. And I'm like, okay, sure, you can do that. So when I finish my chapter one tomorrow, I'm going to send it to him because I'm like, I haven't heard from you in like 2 months. And you said you were going to talk to me before my class started. But now you don't have time because I'm going to be out of town for like the weekend leading up to my class starting. So I'm just going to send him my completed chapter with the new topic. But it really made me mad. That was a low point of my year, was having to change my topic after about 4 years of study. That was probably my major low point of the year. So
thought about, like, if I have to, I don't even know if I have to have like a master's thesis for library science. Like, it's
You do, it's something you won't have to worry about for a little while. I mean, I did not go into my master's program knowing
your thesis
topic.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't. I discovered it, I think, in my second or third class or something like that. Because then I encountered the problem of accessibility and digital curation while I was doing research on the French Revolution. Okay. And I encountered it because I was looking at the Louvre's website, and it's terrible. It's horrible. Oh my god. The Louvre's Petite Gallery website is the worst website I think I've ever used. And that's really saying something because I've used some government websites. But yeah, so like it was something I discovered along the way. I don't think they expect you to know it. I don't even know if you'll have. Not every master's program has to have a thesis, so it's not even guaranteed that. Like, I have one of my coworkers. She's on a PhD program, and they don't require a dissertation because she's in for business management, I think, and they don't require that kind of stuff at the end. So not every major does. So maybe you'll get lucky and you won't have to write a 50 to 100 page paper. So you could have your own book. I feel like you're talking and I can't hear you. Again. Did you click on something? Because it says your microphone's like muted or something. Say something. Hello? Is anybody there? I can't hear you at all. I don't know what changed. I do. I hear you. Yeah, I got a little notification that said that you're going to have another, like, track because it changed on your device. So, yeah. Sure, why not? Me neither, but okay. Anyway, where were we? Yeah, I think my dissertation is my only main goal for 2025. I'd like to, I would, however, like to kind of expand the people in, like, my D&D circles. Because I'd kind of like to meet some, I play almost exclusively with guys. I'd like to meet some girls who play D&D. Like, out of, say, the dozen people I play with, one of them is a woman. So, and I don't play with her regularly. I like her a lot, but I don't play with her regularly. I would like to, like, play D&D with some girls, too.
Fair.
So this, I've not encountered any issues with the guys that I play with at all. Like, they're great, they're nice, and all that. There's no... I had, because, like, I was apprehensive the first time I sat down to play D&D here in Ocala, because it was a table of all guys except for me. And I personally have never had bad experiences at the D&D table, but in this regard. But I have seen plenty of videos from women who've had terrible experiences playing with men for various reasons. And it is one of the reasons, like, yeah, I don't go to people's houses to play D&D. Because people get weird, and yeah, and it's just not, especially with people you don't know. But I've seen plenty of videos of people having, like, bad times, but I haven't had any bad experiences so far, so hopefully that continues. But I would like to meet some girls to, like, play D&D with, because that would be nice.
Very cool.
So just kind of hang out and do girly stuff with outside of D&D would be nice too, so.
Yeah. I guess one of my goals now, because it's still so new, is to try and at least have one little getaway vacay with Nick.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, you've got 4 vacation vouchers, so you and him can go somewhere. That would be nice.
And even Aaron was just like, what are we going to do for, like, a week? I'm like, I might as well just book the whole thing and then just come home, like, on the 4th day, because, like, I'm fucking done. Like,
fair. So, or, like, you have to be there, right? Like, you can't give it to somebody else. You have to be there.
I can gift it to you, probably.
I was just thinking of, like, you could gift something to, like, your parents or something.
I told my mom, I'm like, where do you want to go for a week?
Yeah.
She's like, where are you sending me? I'm like, wherever the hell you want to go. Where do you want to go just to be by yourself for a week?
Yeah, like, do you want a vacation for, like, a week? Do you, it's like, did the two of you want a vacation for, like,
no.
A week? Like,
my mom and dad, no. My mom would be like, I'd rather go alone.
Okay, well, what about her and Talar's mom?
Oh. No. We can't leave the men alone for a week.
You could send them somewhere else. Use two of your vouchers. Send the guys one place and send your mom and Tyler's mom somewhere else.
And send our dads to a different place and just watch them suffer trying to take care of each other. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they don't. I guess your mom and Tyler's mom wouldn't have to stay gone like the whole week, like you said. Like they don't have to use the whole week, but right. Like, they could go somewhere for like a long weekend together or something like that.
I will ask.
Yeah, it would be fun for them. Give them something nice to do. So, I mean, as long as you don't have to like be there to do the check-in stuff, then
yeah, I don't think I have to.
But yeah, you can confirm that. Then it'd be nice for them to get to hang out somewhere. And just have a nice little long weekend to themselves.
Yeah. Somewhere. Yeah. Just go somewhere for like a weekend.
It doesn't even have to be that far. Like no. Someplace they could drive to or something like that. Just something Vegas where they can just get away. Was it Vegas? I mean, your mom is so busy like all the time. I'm sure she could use a break. So
she could. Will she take the break? Most likely not.
Well, then that's when you tell her that you paid for the timeshare, and if she doesn't go, it'll be wasting money.
I do tell her that.
So, you know.
I'm like, listen, you're just wasting money. Like, I pay for it, might as well use it.
Yeah, it's like, it's already paid for, you have to use it, or I will lose money.
But yeah,
because there's like a bunch of different places, right? Like, there's a whole slew of places, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that,
not
that's
in Ocala.
A new goal
I think
for
we
this
checked.
Year.
There's not one.
No, there's
in Ocala.
Not in Ocala. Everything that they have is like Orlando, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Daytona.
I mean, if there had been one in Ocala, I would have recommended waiting until like there's some kind of big equestrian show and then bringing Aaron here. So,
I mean, what's the closest thing we have to Ocala? Let's see.
And for the record, that's miscellaneous big equestrian event, because I don't know. I know we had the hobby horse finals at some point, but that's all I've got. I don't know what they do with the real horses. I just know if they do something, it happens here in Ocala. So.
All right, let's see. Let's zoom into Florida. You said closest would be Gainesville, right? No, there's Ocala.
Yeah, Gainesville's only like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Ormond Beach, Daytona Beach, or Orlando?
I don't know how far Ormond Beach is from here. I think that's kind of far. Daytona's not.
It's just next to Daytona, so it can't be that far.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's also another one. There's more. Oh, we got Port Ormond, Ormond Beach, and Daytona Beach.
I mean, Daytona has something happening almost every weekend of the year.
NASCAR?
Just events.
Oh.
All kinds of events. A lot of car events, car shows, motorcycle stuff. But like almost every single weekend, some large fest is happening.
Oh.
Like, if there's 52 weeks in a year, it's probably, like, 40 weeks of the year there's something happening. It's pretty wild. But, yeah. Yeah, so, it'd be cool.
What else? I don't really know, bro. Like, every time I think about, people are just like, what are your plans for the new year? I'm like, I don't know, survive?
Yeah.
I don't
like,
really
let me,
go
into... Just, like, let me survive past January first, and we'll go from there.
Like, I don't really go into the new year thinking, like, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. It's just another number.
Yeah.
And I'm another year
agree.
Older.
I don't usually have, like, I don't usually make resolutions or anything like that. Like, it's just another year. Like,
anytime I try to make a resolution, it never works. I'm like,
oh. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I've got overarching goals for the year, like, finish my dissertation, hopefully, and, like,
right.
Hopefully earn my PhD, maybe, if I'm super lucky. but beyond that, not like a whole lot. what's going on. Like, I don't, like, I mean, after, once I finally finish school, probably in, like, sometime in, like, 2026, I'll probably start looking for a different job in a different field. So, to teaching history as a professor, because the odds of getting into, like, a museum or something like that are slim to none, just because that's the way it works. But
you're still gonna try.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still try, but 2026 is, like, being a professor goal, but I'm gonna try for teaching online first, because that way I can get some experience under my belt and go from there. So,
Dr. Mad, a teacher.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna put Dr. Mad on. I can't just introduce myself. Nobody's gonna know my first name or my middle name or my last name. It's just gonna, I'm just gonna constantly,
no matter who they are, Dr. Mad.
Just like you could introduce me to somebody and like, hey, this is, and I'm just gonna interrupt you so you don't say my first name. Dr. Mad. Nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Dr. Mad. Hello, random person walking down the street. Nice to meet you.
Meet you. I'm Dr. Mad.
So, you know. I'm gonna get a reputation.
That's how I have you in my phone, is Dr. Mad.
Yeah.
So
I love it. So I can't wait until that's a real thing. So, and it'll only have taken between 14 and 15 years to do it. It's longer than Sirius Black was in Azkaban.
Oof.
Yeah. So I guess maybe at some point I'd like to go to the new Universal Studios park.
Yep.
Don't know, like, I feel like that opens in, like, the summer or something like that. Or
yeah, I think May. It's, like, May or June.
Yeah. So, by the time the heat is over and the, like, it'll start just in time for the holiday rush that'll happen. So, but you can never go in, like, the first few months. Not just because it's busy, because things are probably not going to work correctly like they're supposed to.
Of course.
So, like, I would like to go before the end of 2025, but I don't know if that's a realistic goal. Like, it might be a 2026 kind of situation.
Yeah, we're looking at 2026, just to let the hype die down.
But then again, 2026 is the year I would like to go to Japan, so maybe that'll just be my focus.
So it's one or the other. We either do Japan or we do...
No, it's not one or the other. I'm going to Japan.
Okay, we're going to Japan.
That's my treat to myself for completing my PhD. So once I have it, the following year will be Japan.
That's fair.
Do I know how I'm going to pay for it yet? No, not really.
No, but we'll figure it out.
We'll get there. It's like, we'll
get there because eventually. It has to happen.
Yep. So that will happen. I don't care if I have to stow away on something. Like, my reward
to myself. I will stow, damn it. I will stow.
My reward to myself for being in school for more years than Sirius Black was in Azkaban is finally going to Japan. So, I don't really care what it takes, but I will go to Japan. So that is a 2026 goal. So I guess a 2025 goal is saving enough money to go to Japan.
To go to Japan.
So, but I'm not booking anything until I have my PhD. Like,
that's fair.
It has to wait. So it has to wait. That is my personal reward of never having to go back to school again. And my mourning of having to then repay what I realized today is $187,000 in student loans. If any millionaires or billionaires are listening to this and would like to donate to charity.
Charity donations.
We are accepting donations to help me pay off my student loan. Bills, thank you. I think if you go to the point where you go all the way to PhD, they should just forgive your student debt. Just like, here you go. I think the title should come with debt forgiveness. That would be nice, but that's not a realistic world. But for the podcast, 2024 was interesting. We tried some new stuff. We tried some
short form. Blacked off a bit at the end, but, you know, life happens.
Yeah. In the holidays and all that. We tried some different form of content. We did some really short form content in the form of watching YouTube videos. Some throwbacks. And we completed a couple series we were working on. So that's good. We did do a lot. Like, we went and we did, like, a lot of different things for technology. I already my backup battery today.
Oh no!
You know, it was so sad. It was so sad. But I did break it on accident. So let's see. What did we do this year for the podcast? We played some games. We had our Disney Channel throwback at the beginning of the year. We did more of the Armenian dating show. We did our very first book club.
Right, we gotta continue that.
Yeah, I don't even remember what book we were reading before.
Oh, I do.
We did a bunch of stuff for Armenian History Month, so that's cool. You finally got me to watch some Star Wars.
I did. I'm very pleased with myself.
Yeah, we watched a lot of, like, throwback stuff. We watched, like, Spoomafoo, and we did a lot of throwback YouTube stuff. We finished season one of Vox Machina. And finally. Yes. We played a lot of games. We did some more book review stuff, which was fun. We did a lot of trivia this year, and we tested you specifically on some Disney trivia. We had a very Shrek-themed year. I think we had
three Shrek episodes. We did have a very Shrek-themed year.
We had, like, three Shrek episodes. We had Mandela effects and stuff like that. And we celebrated the second year of our D&D campaign. We managed to watch, like, a whole bunch of stuff that I've never seen. We played Monster Smasher Pass. And, we started a couple of new series, or I guess just one new series. We started Hasbun Hotel. And we wrapped up another series and a tradition on the podcast by watching Thanksgiving 3.
The sequel.
Yes. And we've rounded up our year with a bunch of Wrapped episodes. So we did Spotify Wrapped and the Goodreads Wrapped, and then we're just doing a 2024 Wrapped. So we did a lot of things on the podcast this year.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to do or any goals you have for the podcast in 2025?
Personal goal, do better. do better. I want to see if we can stick to, like, 90s, like, 80s and 90s, like, cartoons.
Okay.
See how much of that content we can pull through.
Okay. That would be cool. Let's see that. I'd kind
maybe
of
maybe actually finish D&D. Since we're, like, halfway through.
You're more than halfway through. Okay. Your next levels will come pretty fast. It's probably maybe it's about a year. Maybe a little. If we're only doing, like, an episode a month, maybe it'll probably be a year and, like, some change. So
okay.
Because the story is going to change a lot in the next couple sessions. So a lot more high stakes. So.
All right.
Yeah. So no, the kid gloves are gone. Now it's just time to constantly try to kill. Yeah, it's just constantly it's time to try and kill you guys at this point.
I mean, Val's already died and come back, so.
And I would say you're about three sessions away from meeting Asha's person.
Oh, she's gonna lose her mind.
2 to 3 sessions, depending on how the next one we do goes. but yeah. So 2 to 3 sessions away. So that's gonna come pretty fast. I'm curious
how she's gonna. Going to be exciting.
I'm curious how she's gonna take it, just because the circumstances in which they meet is gonna be really interesting. Oh. Yeah. So, but I wanna save that. So I'm not gonna mention anything else about that. But then, after that happens, a lot of really interesting stuff happens. And then you'll meet Jazara's mom
at some point. Fuck yeah, that's right. I totally forgot that was a thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say there's probably, I would say in total, there's maybe like, throwing at a ballpark number 16-ish sessions.
Okay.
So maybe more. Maybe more. I don't really know. It depends on how fast things move. I always think they're going to move faster than they do, but it's just going to depend. So, but we'll find out. So, yeah. But I would like to wrap up the campaign by mid-2026-ish. I'd like to at least be most of the way through the campaign by the end of 2025.
Okay.
But we'll see how that goes. And, yeah. But that's probably one of my goals for the podcast. I don't know how realistic that is, because it'll change from session to session on how
of course.
Fast things are moving. But yeah, I'd like to have us be better about keeping up with like the website and stuff, because that's a graveyard. God,
don't even get me started on that.
It's a graveyard in and of itself, so.
I know.
But, you know, like, there's just so much going on, and, like, between the work and my dissertation and all that, I just don't have it in me to care about, to, like, other priorities. Like, nothing else is a priority above those two things, so.
Yep.
Especially my dissertation, and with how much it's taking, like, how much time it's taking from me. So
how annoying they're being about it.
Yes. But, like, I, when I had my class, I was working on it almost every single day, like, having to do stuff. Like, it's not even just the writing, it's the research that is required, especially because my topic's changed. I don't have anything to fall back on.
Right.
As with my other topic, I had 4 years of research and knowledge to fall back on. So, this is entirely different. So, this is kicking my ass. Like, I spent the entire winter break off that I had just doing a shit ton of research and writing 27 pages. So, I didn't write all of it from scratch. I did reuse chunks of my original one, but I wrote a lot. I think it was almost 10 pages in 2 days.
Oof.
So, like, I was throwing it out there. As hard as I could research, I was putting it together. So, and my next class is going to require me to make the next chapter. So, and then on top of that, do any revisions for my existing chapter. So, yeah, I have, like, nothing else is a priority for me at the moment but work and my dissertation.
That
I won't be surprised if, like, D&D and all that, like, just. Even, like, my in-person stuff just gets thrown in the backseat, so.
That's
because I'm kind of expecting 2025 to be hell. Just hell.
Oh, great. General. Great. So, okay.
If my last class is anything to judge it by, like, my next ones are going to be hard as fuck. So. Yeah. So, I don't know how that'll go, but there is a reason that we taught you how to edit. Because
yes.
I just don't think I'm going to have time for stuff.
The time.
So. Yeah, but we've both gotten a lot busier in the last few months, so work and boyfriend and podcasty stuff and papers, and soon you'll have grad school going on top of it.
Like,
so.
Why? I didn't, like, no, I don't need to be this busy. I don't want to be this busy.
I am so looking forward to finishing my dissertation just so that I don't have something else to do. Like, I always have something that needs doing. And I am, like, I have not had a class since the middle of October. And it has been so glorious. Nice to finish work and then not have another list of priorities that need doing. Like, the stuff I have to do is, like, house stuff or, like, you know, podcast stuff or, like, other stuff. Like, it's not like, oh, my God, I have to do this research and then write this paper and write this thing and there's due dates and all that stuff. No. You know how many times I've walked around just feeling really anxious because I feel like I should, something should be due and it's not because there isn't anything. And I have to keep reminding myself that it's okay to sit down and read and not
nothing else be is calling your something. Name.
Yeah, because I feel like, oh, I'm procrastinating doing something. And, like, it just makes me anxious. Like, I'll just be walking around the house and be like, what, I'm not doing something, but I should be doing something. What should I be doing? But there's nothing to do because there's nothing to do. And it's just like, I literally played a game on my computer for like an hour the other day and I felt guilty because I felt like I should have been doing something else, but there isn't anything to do. There wasn't anything to do. And it's just like, finishing school is going to be like a whole thing. So, but yeah, I've spent the last like 2.5 months in a state of just like mildly anxious because I feel like I'm not doing something that I should. Yeah. So like finishing my dissertation is just, whoo, but I'm looking forward to it because my God, people have free time and they do stuff in that free time. Who is she? I don't know her. I don't know her. I would like to know her on a permanent basis, though, because damn.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's great. And it's so relaxing to just sit and read or craft and just do things and not have to, like, oh, it's the weekend. That's good. That means I can sit in front of my computer for another 8 hours, but doing something else instead. And it's just. Or, you know, not having to sit at my desk for 12 plus hours a day. So that's really nice. I enjoy the fact that when 5 o'clock hits, I can just leave this room. So I don't have to be on a computer. I don't have to be researching or typing or writing or anything like that. And I get to enjoy that for another 14 days. And then it's over again. So, yeah. When they told me that there wasn't going to be another class for 2024 after October, and I had to wait until January, and they're like, yeah, it, like, but don't worry, like, you know, like, you still count like as a full-time student. All that. I don't care. Get me out of this one. I was so stressed by the end of that class. I don't know if I could have done another one. I was just like, oh my God, I don't give a shit. Because, like, once you're in grad school, they don't stop the classes for summer. It's just a rolling, continual amount of classes, always. Like, I had a class end on a Friday. My next one was on Monday. Then I did that for, like, the last 5 years.
Oh, so God.
I have not had significant breaks except for a Christmas. And that was because it's between semesters. Like, even, like, having spring break. Okay. Yeah, I don't think my current school gives me spring break off. And when I was doing my master's, it's just like, yeah, okay, you don't have, like, you still had assignments that were due. It's just that now you have 2 assignments due in the 1 week instead of 2 because they gave you the previous week off. Like, so you still do I was always doing the assignments anyway, like normal, because it's just like, why stress myself out twice as much the next week?
Like, nothing has changed. Thanks.
Yeah, I've continuously had class with only a week or two separation for the last 4 years until this past October. And then I had like a couple of months off, and it's beautiful. And I'm going to get really stressed out again here pretty soon. So, because my next classes are 16 weeks instead of 8. So.
Great.
But yeah, I'm gearing up for that final push.
Final haul. So, yep.
Final series of classes. So that's good. And I just need people to leave me alone. Not like outside of class, but I mean in the school. I need people to leave me alone. So
people talk to you at, like, in the school?
I mean, like, the professors. I need them to be nitpicking at me, and I need them to leave me alone, and so I can just move on with my life, because I just want to move on with my life.
Fair enough.
Because I have exactly one attempt at this dissertation in me, and then after that, maybe not. So, and you're only allowed to try twice, so if I don't do it by the second time, it's just like, sorry.
Still gonna call you Dr. Med.
If I don't pass, I think I might turn into a supervillain. This will be my villain origin story. It's like, what the fuck do you mean I spent 14 years in college and got into $187,000 worth of debt, and you didn't give me a PhD at the end of it? So I really need to meet like a really rich influencer or something who would be willing to pay off my debt for clout. So, like, where's Mr. Beast? Like,
where's Mr. Beast?
He has stupid amounts of money, and he does stupid stuff with them. Like, surely I could rack up some views for him. Like, come on. But if there are any secret millionaires or billionaires listening to this, help a girl out, okay? I'm literally, like, my dissertation is on accessibility in history for people with disabilities. Like, come on, like, that's a pretty good topic, I think. So, come on. Help a girl out.
Right?
Start a GoFundMe. It's the only way I'm getting rid of my debt is that, or I win the lottery.
But, yeah.
So yeah, my 2025 is going to be a lot, but hopefully it's good things. I'm ready for the era of me being in college to end in 2025. I'm ready for that to complete itself. So I would really like it to. So, but I'm ready for a new era. I've been in this one for, like, a long time. I'm ready for a new era.
Yeah.
So, let this be the end of my university era. So. But, yeah, I think 2025 is going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a lot. I think it's going to be, for both of us, I think it's going to be a lot. 2024 was so much change. And it's, in all honesty, it's setting us up well. Like, it was all good improvements on all sides for us. So. I mean, there were definitely bumps in 2024 by, like, a lot, and I'm sure we'll have at least as many in 2025, but hopefully just a slow progression of improvement continues to happen, so.
Hopefully. Because
it took all of 2024 for us to really round out having decent improvements, so if 2025 wants to do the same, as long as the year ends with a lot of improvement the way 2024 has, I'm good. Like, I'll take it. So,
can we just, more than happy, you know, to do it. Keep it on a high note. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, like let's progress. Let's, even if it's a slow trudge up, like, let's go up a hill. Like, let's not even up a hill. Let's go up to a plateau that will then eventually lead into another uphill. Like, the downhill slopes are over. So, let's have a non-terrible, non-violent 2025,
please. Yes.
So let's do that,
please,
because that's what I'm looking for. Is it realistic? I don't know, but that's what we're going for. So
it's what we're gonna hope for.
Yeah, so works for me. But thank you guys so much for listening to us for another year. We're looking forward to another future year with the podcast, which I believe in a couple months will be our 4-year anniversary of the podcast. Is that right?
It will be season 4. Yeah.
4 years. So it'll be our 4th year coming up pretty soon. So you guys can look forward to that. And for anybody who's listen to us from the beginning, from those early days of like Twilight and Harry Potter episodes, thank you for sticking with us this long. And yeah, well, here's to a positive 2025. So
here's to an upswing in 2025.
Woo! All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next year.
Happy New Year, folks.
Yeah, Happy New Year's. Happy New Year, Ani.
Happy New Year, Misty.
Thank you.